Well, good evening. What a great what a great year. Amen. Y'all first year students, huh?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Well, I hope y'all become like me.
Yes, sir.
I'm a career student.
Yes, sir.
What does that mean? It's not about being an instructor. I believe that in order for us to continue to grow and to move as Apostle moves, we got to stay connected. This class is teaching the waves, catching the waves of revival, right? And one of the principles we taught you about catching the waves of revival is the principle of what? Continuance. Remember what Jesus said in John 8:31? Hurry up and get there, because we're going to go to chapter 4. Amen. See if we can finish chapter 4 and send you off. Amen. John 8:31, 8:32, what does Jesus say? Yeah, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him. See, there were some Jews who didn't believe on him. But he said to the Jews who believed on him, what did he say? Notice the qualifier, if you. See, there are many people who start out with you, but they might not continue with you. One of the deceptions of this generation, especially when it comes to connecting to men such as Apostle Thompson and even in local assemblies, because we run into this throughout the body of Christ, because we have more walking trees and flying trees and on the surface trees who never get rooted and planted. So they just pick up and walk away from you. But if according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, this is apostolic.
Yes,
this is governmental. The Bible says God sets the members, watch what he say, every one of them in the body as it pleases him. God sets and the diamond get up and walk off. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, right?
Yes,
then it goes on to say what?
Yes,
all right, so watch what this says now. Because, you know, church folk gonna have a problem with this. Well, I don't have to stay with you to know the truth. Well, can I ask you a question? If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know, and the truth shall set you free. Well, you see, what happens is it's easy to get in deception when you break off from the truth. Because God is the one who sets you. And he's, well, I know they ain't gonna like this much, but he's the only one that can move you. Ask Lot. Ask Barnabas. There are a lot of people who walk off. And so don't get discouraged by it. You just need to know who you're hanging with. And don't hang with people who are trying to walk you away from your man of God. Cut them off. Don't give them your ear. Don't listen to nothing they say. Anyone want to talk to you ill-willed about the individual who's overseeing your life and leading you? Walk away from them. As the song say, they no good, they no good, they no good. You got it. Okay. Chapter number 4, what is this?
Catching the next wave.
Let's talk about catching the next wave. Come on.
If the move of the Holy Spirit comes.
If the move of the Holy Spirit comes.
In waves, then we must move into proper position.
If the Holy Spirit. If he comes in waves, then y'all know if you've been out there and on the beach and you see that wave coming, you just don't go running into a wave. You got to be in. Listen to someone who wanted to learn how to swim, but was fearful. I know none of y'all been there. But y'all training ain't like they trained me when I was a kid. They throw you in the water. So I didn't give them a chance to catch me. Because I was taught to fight the water, which you shouldn't do. But I do remember being out there in Cancun. Yeah. Went out there, you know, they told me that's a good place to take a vacation. Actually, when you're a family, don't go there. That's for them young folk. But I do remember, I'm trying to show you about the wave now. I do remember going out in that beautiful water. Not enough to go. Just enough. But I would watch them waves come in. And them waves were coming in, but I was out of position. And one came in, smacked me in the chest. Goodbye. I wasn't in what? Position. So I didn't catch the wave. So, see, and as comical as that sound, see, remember the Holy Spirit comes suddenly, immediately, straightway. And if you don't position yourself, you got it? So it's all about positioning. Read the next one.
Seven important aspects.
Now, these are the seven important aspects.
A surfer considers before he catches the wave to surf.
This is seven important aspects that a surfer considers before he can ride that wave. Now, I say that to say this. Tonight, we have to act like we are surfers. And we're going to flow with the Spirit. All right, what's the first one?
A surfer must swim into the deep sea.
A surfer must swim into the deep sea.
To catch the waves.
To catch the waves.
We can't catch the waves.
You cannot catch the waves.
While trying to swim in shallow water.
Now, help him, Lord, help him. You got to launch out into the deep. Now you know there's a false swim. See, when I was a kid, and they used to take us out to the place and you false swim. In your mind, you're swimming. But you're putting your hand underwater, you know. Because I was in shallow water. See, in shallow water, there's security. But when you launch out into the deep, only the Holy Spirit. See, that's why we got to go out into the deep. Now, you know, Apostle in the last class was talking about, you know, getting rid of us. When you get out into the deep, you got to get rid of you. Because in the deep, hello, there ain't nothing down there to catch you. Y'all follow what I'm saying? So you got to launch out into the deep. Remember when Jesus told those men, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draw. Come on now. So the first thing we have to do is get away from the seashore. We don't want to catch tadpoles and minnows and perches. Trying to go into the deep. Tunas, swordfish, come on, tell me, sharks. All right, go ahead, son.
We can't catch the revival
waves. We cannot catch the revival waves.
By living safely.
By living safely. Yeah, that's the truth. Most people are afraid to go with the Holy Ghost because they won't be safe. See, the Bible said the Holy Spirit, concerning the Holy Spirit, it says the wind bloweth where it listeth. And thou hearest the sound thereof, but thou canst not tell from whence it came, and thou canst not tell where it's going. So is everyone who's born of the Spirit. See, when we're following the Holy Spirit, people ain't supposed to be able to figure us out. You understand? Because you're in a flow, but you're not leading. The Holy Spirit is the leader. Remember, Apostle made reference to this scripture in Genesis 12. God said, leave your kindred, leave your family, leave your country, leave all of this stuff. Now, watch what he made this statement. And go to the place that I'm going to show you. Now, if somebody got to show you the place, that means that, number one, you've never been there before. So you definitely need some help. And, Lord, men need a lot of help. Amen. Y'all, ain't no sense y'all lying. Because every time we went out of town and I was driving, we got lost. And my wife didn't even have the map. She would just say, that's it right there, honey. And I would say, girl, that is not the exit. And I'll drive right on by. And for the next 40 minutes, I drove out the way. That's 40 minutes out the way and another 40 minutes back. So that's an hour and 20 minutes of stuff I wouldn't have to hear if I'd have let her lead the way. All right. Now, I say that to say this. Many of us want to lead the Spirit. But in order to catch these waves, we got to be in tune to him. Come on, read, son.
We must press deeper into the sea.
We must press deeper into the sea. Let's look at me. The apostolic is to get us out of shallow water. The apostolic is to get us away. Is to get us away from the elementary principles of the doctrines of Christ. See, we can't go on to maturity because we keep preaching the same thing. I believe that's Hebrews 6:1. Huh? Turn, turn, hurry. I want real quick because we got to get, we're going to number two, right? Okay, we got to hurry. We got to get to all seven tonight. Just hurry up real quick. Hebrews 6:1, huh? What did it say? Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrines of Christ, let us go on to maturity. Let us go on to perfection. Not laying again the foundation
of repentance from dead works.
Not laying again the foundation. The foundation of repentance from dead work. That's elementary. We shouldn't have to keep teaching that over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Because it's elementary. You don't want to take a college kid and keep sending them to kindergarten. Or first grade. Or second grade. Or third grade. All right. Elementary principles, leaving. Come on. Repentance from dead works. Faith towards God. The doctrine of baptisms. Laying on the hands. And resurrection of the dead.
And of eternal judgment.
And of eternal judgment. Now, how many things is that? Did you catch up? Huh? Six of them, huh? I say six of them, right? Because six is the number of man. Six is the number of man. And so in order for man to mature, he got to get out of him and get into God. You understand? You can't become a man. Oh, Lord, how many? A child got to grow up is the point. Maturity bespeaks growing up. Y'all got it? Okay, lesson number two. What do you got?
A surfer must know where the waves are.
A surfer must know where the waves are.
Going to break.
You got to know where the waves are going to break.
Prophetic insight to where the Holy Spirit is.
Prophetic insight to where the Holy Spirit is.
Going to give us our breakthrough is important.
See, prophetic insight to where the Holy Spirit is going to give us our breakthrough is important. In other words, you got to know where the wave is going to break. Now, come on now. You catch a wave and let it take you to shore. Y'all didn't catch it. You don't ride a wave all the way to the shore. You better get down in that water. If that wave throw you on the shore, you might not be getting back in there. So you need to know where it's going to what? Break. All right, go ahead, read.
We need to be sensitive in these last days.
We need to be sensitive in these last days.
We must know the ways and working of the Holy Spirit.
We must know the ways and the workings of the Holy Spirit.
Prophetic insight and revelation.
Prophetic insight and revelation.
Help us to chart our course.
Helps us to do what? Chart our course. Prophetic insight and revelation. That's why it is so important to be connected to the apostolic and the prophetic, because we need revelation and we need insight. We cannot continue to live off of the old manner.
That's right.
I know
that's
people right. don't like, see, God ain't in the same spot.
Right.
That's why this class is called Catching the Waves. But that don't mean you throw away what we've learned, which you've learned. See, the foundation is laid. Now we should be building thereupon. But we can't afford to keep rebuilding the same old things over and over and over again. It hinders the body of Christ from moving forward. I believe in this generation we're moving forward.
Yes, sir.
And you can't go forward looking backwards.
Yes, sir.
Read.
Experiences with the Holy Spirit.
Experiences with the Holy Spirit.
Will help us in knowing.
Will help us in knowing.
Where the Spirit will break next.
Will help us in knowing where the Spirit will break next. You want to know why? Because he will show you. Mm-hmm. He will show you See, the Holy Spirit ain't hide nothing from you. I don't have time to go into 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. You got to understand, it is the Holy Spirit who knows the things of God. The Holy Spirit searches all things. Watch what he say. Yes, the deep things of God. And the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to reveal unto us the things that God hath already prepared for us. You understand that? It's already prepared. You don't have to go do nothing. Just walk into it. Catch the wave. Oh, look, oh, can I talk to you? The wave makes it easier. Because the wave take you on a ride. You understand that? When you position yourself properly and hit that wave, huh? Oh, you ain't got to do nothing but stay in position. The wave gonna do the work. Y'all understand that? Read.
We must stay with the Holy Spirit.
We must stay with the Holy Spirit.
Cycle and watch his movements.
We must stay with the Holy Spirit cycle and watch his movements. Watch his move. He's the leader. He's the tour guide. Jesus said, there are many things I have yet to say unto you, but you're not able to bear them now. How be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come? See, there are things I want to tell you that you ain't ready for yet. That's why you got to keep riding them waves, because each one of those waves bring you into another realm of glory.
Amen.
To make it easy for you. See, God ain't trying to make it harder. He's trying to make it easier. But he know in order to do that, he got to get rid of us. Go ahead, read.
Okay, number 3.
Number 3.
A surfer must position himself.
A surfer must position himself.
To catch the big wave.
To catch the big wave. I like that. So big. So strong. So mighty. We don't need no little bitty God.
That's right.
Read.
Many can discern that the Holy Spirit.
Many can discern that the Holy Spirit
is moving, but do very little to position themselves properly.
Many. You know the Holy Spirit is moving, but you don't position yourself properly. You see, you can see him moving. In the service, you know he's moving, but you get distracted. You won't move. Read this. Come on, hurry. I got
spiritual continence principle.
The spiritual continuance
principle. States we need to know and submit it.
States we need to know.
And submit if we are going to be in position.
We need to know and submit if we're going to be in position.
To catch the new move.
To catch the new move. You got to know and you got to submit. I know y'all not going to like this, but you can't put new wine in the old wineskins. See, in this walk with God, we got to be willing always to keep pressing, to keep moving forward. That's the problem with tradition, religion, and denominationalism. They think they got it. Whenever you think you got it, you can't go no further. No church. I did say no. I'm not mincing words. There's absolutely no church in the earth realm got it all. Higher heights, deeper depths, greater widths, longer lengths. You cannot camp out. There's nobody can contain all of God. That's what makes him so exciting. Because you can't find him out. Just when you thought you had him nailed down, he get up off the tree and go somewhere else. Are you listening? In case you don't know, a sword and the cross is the same. You'll catch up with that later. You'll catch up with that later. They stuck the cross in the ground, but the sword is for you. You'll catch up with that later. You'll catch up with that later. A sword is just like a cross. And God wants us to be a flaming one. Go ahead, read.
We need to be fully alert.
We need to be fully alert.
When in position.
We need to be fully alert when in what? Position. Fully alert.
Fully alert.
All right, go ahead.
We should keep ourselves in timing with the waves.
We got to keep ourselves in timing with the waves. You can't go, oh, Lord, if you get out of sync with it, it'll mess you up. Well, y'all have never watched surfers, huh? I love watching it because that one who get that big wave and ride it all the way, it's nice. But they got so many of them go up there and they don't hit it right and they wipe them right out. Go ahead, read.
We need to know if we need to increase or decrease.
We need to know if we need to increase or decrease.
The speed of our surfing.
The speed of our surfing.
To approach the coming wave.
To approach the coming wave. You got to know. Go ahead.
The believer needs to be fully equipped.
The believer needs to be fully equipped.
And ready to ride the coming wave.
Fully equipped and ready to ride the coming. Look at me, y'all. That's why you can't come out. That's why you can't get comfortable. There's the Holy Spirit is constantly moving.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. And watch this. Don't get to bragging about nothing he's doing now, because guess what? He still got something fresh tomorrow. And that's why most Christians are no longer relale today. They stale bread. They're only good for bread pudding. Keep reading.
We need to be spiritually alert.
We need to be spiritually alert.
And keep in timing.
And keep in timing.
With the momentum of the Spirit.
With the momentum of the Holy Spirit.
Staying in time and step.
Staying in time and in step.
With the Holy Spirit.
With the Holy Spirit.
Will ensure our spiritual success.
Will ensure our spiritual success. You can't go wrong following the Holy Ghost. Remember what Jesus said. He will lead and guide you into all truth. Never have to worry about error. I laugh at people who worry about getting in error. You can't get in error not following the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Spirit is going to only work with the Word. It's only validated with the Word. He's going to lead you into all the truth. He will only testify of Jesus. That's it. He don't talk about himself. Read.
Number four.
A
surfer must swim towards the direction of the coming wave.
You got to swim towards the direction of the coming wave. You can't run from it. Go ahead.
To swim towards the oncoming wave.
To swim towards an oncoming wave.
Is to swim against the tide.
It takes some work here now. That's why training is important. Because you got to swim against the tide. Remember that wave that just came in? Huh? It's like a ripple effect, current up under there. So you got to go against that, which means I got to exert some energy. You can't, watch this, you can't catch a wave and be wiped out, meaning you so tired you can't ride. You must be spiritually in shape, spiritually in tune, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost, building up your inner person, getting your mind right, because there are times you're going to feel tired. You know, people grow weary in doing what's right because it don't seem like God's coming through. So most people get tired of doing the right stuff. Oh, you're not talking to me. That's why people quit. They get tired of doing the right thing. The Bible say don't grow weary. What does that mean? You got to have some stamina. You got to understand, it might not look like it's working, but it's working all the time.
Yes, sir.
Just don't quit. And don't listen to no fool. Tell my son all that money don't work. How they know? They quit sowing. They observed the wind and quit sowing. The wind was adversity. They quit sowing. They were sowing and the clouds looked like the clouds were full, but it didn't rain yet.
Yeah.
The Bible says when the clouds are full, they empty themselves.
Yeah.
Sowing is the right thing to do.
Yes.
You have to keep on sowing.
Yes.
You don't stop. If everybody leave, you don't stop.
Yes.
You're listening to me.
Yes,
read. It is physically strenuous
to swim against the tide.
To swim against the tide.
It takes a lot of spiritual energy.
It takes a lot of spiritual energy
to move towards the oncoming wave.
To move towards the oncoming wave.
We must keep focus upon the bigger wave.
We must keep focus upon the what?
Bigger
We must keep focused upon the what?
Bigger.
Quit being distracted by small things.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Keep your eye on the big prize.
Yes.
Don't follow apostle and let somebody else show up. See, that's what the church do. The church always wanted something new. Stick with what God told you. And if somebody else have another assignment, cheer them on, but stick with what God told you. You don't need to be running here, running there, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine. Find your niche. Find out where you're supposed to be. Be faithful in another man's house. See? He can tell you. I pastor the church, but I told him the corporate is bigger than the local. Told him this many years ago. Don't get used to me staying here. There's a bigger vision coming. But most people want to keep you in that little box. It is better for a pastor to serve another one. Just like he expects his members to serve him.
Amen.
I felt some pastors ducking. Come on, read, son.
The distraction of the undercurrent.
The distraction of the undercurrent.
Can pose a danger to the our timing.
Can pose a danger to our timing.
And catching the coming wave.
And catching the coming wave.
We must strive towards the oncoming wave.
We must strive towards the oncoming wave.
Without settling under pressure.
Without settling under pressure.
To the smaller waves.
To the smaller waves.
Number five.
Did y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Don't settle.
Don't settle.
Y'all know what I'm about to say, right?
Yeah.
Quit settling for less. When God designed us to have the best. But it's going to cost you something. Everybody want to be where apostle is, but they don't like the process. You know how many people would follow apostle if he would make everybody millionaires? Huh? Did you hear that? Pastors won't connect. All the other, man, are you coming to apostle? You're going to give you $1 million. Yeah, they would come. Boy, look, you wouldn't be able to house people up in here. But because they got to do something. Now, I got to help y'all here. Because, see, there are a lot of things churches go through. I believe in feeding the poor. I believe in clothing those who are needy and those that. But we've turned that like every ministry is supposed to do that. Don't get upset with me. Don't get upset with me. I'd rather give money to the ministry called to do it than to be trying to replicate something they're doing. Because in the bigger scheme of things, I know they got people gonna swallow this one right now, but go ahead on and choke on this one. When Jesus talked about doing the works of Christ, feeding the hungry wasn't one of them. Clothing people who were naked wasn't one. That wasn't talking about doing the works of Christ. He was talking about blinded eyes open, the dead being raised, devils being cast out, lepers being cleansed. Hello, that's what he said when John said, "Are you the one? Do we look for another?" Sent his disciples to ask Jesus, "Are you the one, or do we look for another?" Jesus said, "Go and show John what I'm doing." Ain't nothing. Remember when Jesus fed the multitude, those 2 fish and 5 loaves, left and went to the other side, huh? And the next day they came looking for him. Watch what he said. "You didn't come after me because of the miracle which I did. You wanted a fish fry and some bread. You didn't come for the miracle. You came because you wanted some more meat to eat. That's why you can't get caught up with feeding the hungry."
That's right. Come on, sir.
And clothing folk. Because they'll start wanting provision without the one who provides. Read. Come on, hurry up. Gotta go.
Number five, a surfer must know the difference.
A surfer must know the difference.
Between a small wave.
Between a small wave.
And a big one.
And a big one.
He's trying to catch.
He's trying to catch.
We must resist the temptation.
We must resist the temptation.
Of catching the smaller wave.
Of catching the smaller wave.
Patience is required. To ride the biggest and the best wave. We must make sure we are giving ourselves. To the project that God has called us to do. God allows us to ride on the smaller waves.
God will allow us to ride on the smaller waves.
Of the Spirit. So that we will be skilled. And trained. Enough to catch the big wave.
You got to be trained, baby. Don't catch the big one if you ain't never rode the small one. Hello, somebody. Number six. A surfer must not hesitate to move with
the new wave that breaks before him. Many waves have passed by those who may have been hesitant.
When you hesitate, you miss the boat. Go ahead, read.
We must obey and implement that which is imparted unto us. So that we can move with the wave.
In other words, without training, you can't go there. If apostle is not important to us, we cannot catch what. Can I put it to you another way? In the communion element, Paul said, I delivered unto you that which I first received. I can't deliver what I haven't first received. Without receiving an impartation, I can't give one. Y'all catching that? So don't act like you got it all. Hurry up. Go ahead.
A religious spirit. Rooted in human idealism. Is a major source of hesitancy. The Lord does not do anything without man.
Boy, that's a wonderful thing. The devil be lying to you, talking about God don't need you. He lying. He got fired. You been hired. That's why he's trying to mess your mind up. God works in concert with man. We are co-laborers together with him. That's why the Bible said Jesus was a man anointed of God. Showing you that God wanted to work with man to accomplish his purpose. Yes, sir. All right.
God's sovereignty and man's responsibility. Has always coupled in the manifestation of signs. Wonders and miracles.
See, that's working together with him. Yes. You know why you need to work with God? So you won't trip and think you doing this. Yes. That's right, sir. Yes. Now you become a walking wonder. And you ain't did diddly. That's why Jesus could keep on what he was doing. Jesus say, why y'all looking at me? Y'all keep on talking about I'm doing the work. See, remember, men will try to make you think you doing something. Jesus said, y'all can't make me trip. It's my Father doing the work in me.
More of Christ will manifest. After a continual yielding of God's people. To the working of the Holy Spirit. We may earnestly desire to see the new wave.
Of the Spirit.
But you might be offended by the package in which it arrives.
All right.
For any movement.
That's it. Been great. Yes. Wonderful.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. Praise God.
Thank you, sir.